Welcome to another edition of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
It's your boy G.
What's going on, dog?
Bernie Sanders.
Bernie?
Yes.
Uncle Bernie.
Yes, he's here in the studio with us. I know they can't see him, but he's sitting here.
He looked like he was cold.
He's sitting here cold.
But I saw him just last night.
But he's going to have to leave because he's smoking. And we not doing that in here. He's going to have to leave. Man. Nah, what's going on though, bro?
Ain't shit. Can't call it. But episode 2, I think we need to talk about, well, I want to talk about the fight just for a second. Conor McGregor.
Okay. I saw the highlights. I didn't see the fight.
I woke up to memes of him sleeping and various.
They put that thing on him now.
Yeah, he did.
The guy who beat him, he was a big underdog too, I think. Yeah.
It was the second fight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he's from Louisiana. Shout out Louisiana. Man, them some hard kicking motherfuckers, man. I ain't never watched, and I love sports, but I ain't never watched UFC fights. I've never been interested in it.
I just think the
shit is barbaric. Personally, I just think the shit is barbaric.
It is. I only watch the highlights. I've never actually tuned in for a fight.
So I watched my first fight last night. I guess you could say it was on the undercard. But it was horrible. They be kicking the shit out of each other.
And they be eating that shit too.
Yeah. Man, the dude was getting kicked so damn hard. I done shit it 15 times just watching him get kicked in his kidneys and shit. Man, they crazy as hell.
Hey, I could box, but I couldn't do that shit.
I ain't doing that.
I'll get too mad. Like, hey, bro, chill out.
Kick me, guns, knives, all anything you can grab coming out. Don't kick me.
Listen, I don't care how hard you are, how many bodies you got on the street. If one of them niggas step in the ring, get kicked one good time,
they going down.
They go get that pistol out the bag like
fucking above
the rim. They gonna be bad.
They run up on you. Know how people always want to run up on you with shit. They don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. They just talking that shit. I would like to see when they run up on one of them motherfucking UFC fighters that look like they won't harm a fly, and they fuck around and yank, hit them with that motherfucking kick.
They gonna be mad. Their ego gonna be hurt. I know. I'll cry. What are you talking about?
I got kicked to sleep with one kick.
Give me sleep, man. I couldn't do it though. I mean, that ain't got nothing to do against my manhood. I'm just saying though.
Yeah.
I'm not that angry to be.
But
going
the shit is barbaric to me.
Yeah, it is.
It is barbaric.
And plus, honestly, I don't think they get paid enough to be doing this.
Hell
shit
no.
Like they do.
Nah, don't kick me though. Don't kick me.
But speaking of that, Conor McGregor, shout out to him because he did something that nobody else in that genre did.
Yeah.
He got his big payday with Money Mayweather and all that shit. Yeah. So he did, you know, he came out of retirement or whatever the hell.
And he was straight up by his loss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He said, you can't take time off and think you're going to get back in here and be the same person. You know what I mean?
Hell nah.
He said he needed that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got
taking where he want to go. So
he took some time off and he
humbled himself with that loss now.
Yeah, that's what he needed. So shout out to him. But rest in peace to Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
The
rest in peace to Larry King.
Yes, I forgot about Larry King.
Yeah.
I remiss it somebody. I think it was one more.
And the over 400,000 that have died.
Yeah, 400,000 plus
coronavirus. You know what I mean?
How do you think that is going to plan out this year?
I don't know, man. They got a study out that they said that if we wore the N95 mask for a period of 3 to 4 straight months, everybody, you know, when you go out and go places or whatever, if we were to wear those like we supposed to, just those specific masks, they said that it would kind of like wipe it out. But you know, we so hard-headed, we not doing that. Because we still got to go to the club, the bar, the movies, the parties, the dinners. We still got to do all that because we grown. Can't nobody tell us what to do. And that's bullshit. Straight up.
I think it's worth that small
That's
sacrifice.
Why we gonna be here until we realize that we are grown and we need to be responsible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean,
we gonna stay here. We gonna stay wearing these ugly-ass masks and all that shit. The mask is getting people fucked up because you're talking to chicks talking to dudes, they revealing the mask. Man, them grills look like they ate dynamite, man.
Folks ain't brushing their teeth because they think they gonna wear a mask all day.
They can't keep forgetting you got the side part of the mask. You know what I'm saying? Funk will escape. It will, bro.
It eventually will. But I just hope folks just, man, This we gotta do what we gotta do to get this shit over with, man.
And that's the issue. We don't
and
want to.
That's the issue. Nobody, everybody don't want to.
We grown.
They
want to
make it
saying.
About
we
them.
Grown.
And
yeah.
Oh, no. At the end of the day, man.
I ain't wearing this mask.
Then you must. I don't know, man. That shit's. I think it's childish and selfish.
You could tell your brother, hey, man, wear your mask. Tell your sister, hey, wear your mask. They gonna argue with you, right?
Yeah.
But when they go in those establishments, those Walmarts, those Targets, those Family Dollars, whatever store,
what they got?
They gonna wear their mask though. But when you say wear your mask, you know it's a good thing. They don't want to hear that. But when they go in them stores and the restaurants, they gonna wear that mask because that sign on that door say you can't come in. Don't make no sense to me.
That's the thing.
That's why we won't get to where we need to be.
You know, I don't. At this point, I don't really care if you believe or not believe in the virus. Believe if it's real. The bottom line is,
it's killing.
It's killing. It's affecting everybody's lives.
Yep.
The world is shut down. This country is shut down.
Yep.
Bro, this, hey man, if I gotta wear a mask to get this, if I gotta go through another year of this, or just wear a mask for a couple months, I'm gonna wear a fucking mask. I ain't gonna. Come on, man.
I don't
want to
wear
a
mask.
I don't want to either because I can't breathe in that shit.
You see people you know and you damn don't know them because they got the damn mask on. You walk right by them and they say, damn, you acting funny? Shit, I don't know who you are with that damn on-robber mask on and shit.
But I think that, I think people still has taken a step back as far as the seriousness of it.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah, because the rhetoric ain't coming from up top like it was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... ain't really none of that bullshit to feed off of that they were feeding off. So hopefully people will start actually reading and finding out facts and shit.
That shit crazy.
Speaking of that, what you think about that new stimulus bill that they talking about, that $1.9 trillion with them $1,400 check direct payments to the public? Do you support it?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so too, bro. Have you seen those food lines?
Yeah.
And when you watch it on TV, they interview those people in those food lines. It's mostly people that ain't never been in them food lines before, ever in their life, man.
And they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And feel shameful to do so.
And so you know shit done got bad.
But bro,
people using up their 401ks just to make it day to day. Shit, crazy, man. And it shouldn't be that way for something
that
I'm
saying. When you say that, you know the job I work and you know the houses I got to go to.
Mm-hmm.
These are quote unquote wealthy, well off people.
Yep.
I came across a handful of people with good lives, we're living good lives, and they told me, Jamal, no, everything dried up. And that's saying a lot. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
crazy.
Folks
it's
crazy. Have really been struggling. So,
and it's just think about, I didn't mean to cut you off, just think about the businesses that have failed.
Oh,
and we looked at these businesses like, they established. They've been here 10 years, 15 years. They've been around. They franchised. But
it's not like
one month, 2 weeks
always.
Or whatever of no business, they had to shut down. They say a lot, man.
That's to let you know, those small businesses, all those businesses, that's what makes America. That's what makes your state. That's what makes your city.
Yep, your community.
Every big name company makes a city, a state, and all that shit.
Yep.
It's important. That's why I say small businesses.
Yep.
You might think a small business.
And it's not just black businesses. It's all kinds of small businesses. From all kinds of different
good
people.
Ones, too.
Yeah. And that's why we got to support those places, man. We got to support those places. Even when we want to support the places and say we don't necessarily like the prices or we don't necessarily like something that's going on, we can voice our opinion and make changes so that
true.
We can support those small businesses.
That's
let's
true.
Not get on the internet and talk about it or pass the bad news around or whatever. Let's not do that. Let's tell the business that, hey, this is something that y'all need to do better with. You know what I'm saying? If you want to keep getting my dollar.
Yeah,
you know
if they
what
charge
mean?
You that $25 for that rib plate at your local barbecue
exactly.
spot.
Don't go tell your cousin
they
ain't shit down there.
That
high ass shit.
Y'all,
shit dried up and shit.
Yeah.
Tell the people what's your opinion.
But what's the flip side of that? A lot of people bring up that about small businesses, black-owned businesses. But the amount they willing to spend on these other businesses, the big name brands, you know, the crazy shit.
Yep.
They ain't got no problem with that. And I wonder why that is. It's like, I wonder why that is that big boy stuff going on around here. But they have no problem spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on some designer clothes and watches and all that bullshit. And a company that don't get back to them, they don't recognize them, they don't like them the damn selves.
They ain't gonna give them shit.
They ain't gonna give them shit. They never did anything for our community, but you mad at Big Joe for doing something back in 74, whatever happened back in 62.
Or because they got them $18 fish plates.
Yeah.
Go get the $18 fish plate. I know it ain't but one piece of tilapia and some fries. And
it
coleslaw,
might be deep fried.
But go get that plate,
dehydrated,
man.
Dehydrated.
They need that support.
They do.
You know what I mean? On the real, man. I got a friend of mine, as we talking about small businesses and supporting. Me, myself, personally, I haven't actually supported her, but I support her because I have to kind of like watch what I eat or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's beside the point. I got a friend, Monique. She has a business called Everything Empanada.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I think you can Google it. I don't actually have all the information, but shout out to Monique. That is her small business. And she's doing pretty good with it, man. She's doing pretty good with it. I mean, it all starts with an idea.
It does.
It's the effort that you put behind it. You know what I mean? And I just wish her all the success, man, with it.
And I think that these local black businesses, I'm just going to stick to the black businesses.
Yeah.
If the black community support each other the way that they do the outside businesses, bruh, it will be the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's
like,
it's just not. They always want you to support them, but they ain't willing to support you.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, it's my people, but it's the truth. That's just always how it is. No matter what it is, it could be food, music, it's anything somebody trying to do. If it ain't gonna, you know, I don't know, but you know, I guess that's America. It's 2021. But
I got a question for you.
What's up?
Now you just let me know if this is true or false. But of course I want you to speak on it, but first let me know in your opinion if this is true or false. Most women become bored when the relationship is too smooth, so they pursue the roller coaster ride and risk it all. Most women become bored when the relationship is too smooth, so they pursue the roller coaster ride and risk it all.
That's 100% true.
And you say that why?
Because I've been in that situation. I know girls that were in that situation. I might have been part of that roller coaster ride they were trying to, they risk it all with, but that's true.
Okay. So that's what I was about to ask. Yeah. Were you part of the smooth or were you the roller coaster
ride?
No,
I was a roller coaster.
Oh, okay.
I was a roller coaster.
Well, I've been the smooth before.
You have?
Yeah, I've been the smooth. I haven't been the roller coaster. I've been the smooth, though.
I've almost been the smooth when I was told what the situation was.
Yeah.
Because everything was going too good.
Yeah.
I think in relationships, especially, you know, the women always want that spark. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to keep it fiery. The men, they get that girl, we got them. You know what I'm saying? It's a relationship. They want...
I agree with that.
They want the drama. That's why you see it on the social media, all that drama shit with the relationships, and they be sticking together. Oh, he ain't shit. He ain't that. They be back together 2 days later.
So why do... Because in my opinion, women hold the man bar up so high. But they bar is like medium. Exactly. Why? Why?
Because, man, I think
they expect so much.
They the catch.
They expect so much out of a man. So much. But you better not expect that same or more out of her.
Because
you're wrong.
They got that 5-letter word.
Yeah. It's the power of the P.
With the for that P challenge, I really think it is. They got that what everybody chasing. They got that them skin things they want to clap. They hold that power.
They know they have that power. So
and they know they got that good. Like listen, if you want this, you gonna have to
exactly. If you not doing XYZ,
That's why you got folks. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for this. You got to pay for that. Cause I got what you want. Supply and demand.
So where did the $40 thing come from?
I don't know.
I really want to know where that originated.
I don't know, because it was like the set price.
Is it still at 40?
It's still at 40.
It's still at 40.
I don't know this personally, just by word of mouth.
Okay.
I don't
let
pay
the people know
such things. You know what I mean?
I just wonder, because, you know, 40 used to be the Metro bill, right?
Yeah.
So did it start with the Metro? You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to lie, I have gotten that.
I think since back then.
Can I get 40 for my Metro? This before the 40 became popular, but yeah. I got those text messages. You know.
I think Badpage was a stock market and it crashed.
Okay, yeah.
So everything just got inflated and all that shit that's happened. So $40 was the same price. But I don't know why it went so. I mean, is that low to you or high to you?
Being honest, see, you gotta look at it. Okay, it could be a bad chick with her shit together, but she fell in a dark spot.
Yeah.
And I need 40. Feel what I'm saying? So, it really just depends. It really just depends. Now, I will participate in the 40 game. Hit me up on my phone. I will participate with the 40. You know what I mean? Nah. You know, if she needs 40, we can discuss.
This is how I look at it.
Some kind of contractual agreement.
It's either the lady is nickel and diamond the P, or she wholesaling it. Them $40 are nickel and diamond. The call girls are wholesaling because they getting that check. You want to come talk to me? Okay, you're going to pay $1,000, $5,000 just for me to come over. It's a minimum set, and it's high.
Okay, so don't want to make it seem like we bashing the women.
No. Now we're just getting into particulars.
Let's flip that.
Uh-huh.
What do we be wanting?
Just the pussy.
That's it.
And we are willing to pay anything or do anything to get...
No, I'm saying, like... Okay.
Oh, from a woman?
The men are saying they just want 40 for it. Uh-huh. What do we want? You know, what we want? Tennis shoes? Or we just want to be able to spend a night?
Some of these little dudes want the PS5 or the Xbox.
Exactly.
Some of them want some J's.
Yeah. Tennis shoes, games.
Yeah.
That's about the average. That's not everybody, but
that's
most
just
dudes,
average.
Man, they just be wanting, she gonna buy that new game. I'm not into them games, but... She's gonna buy me the new game. Or like you said, she's gonna buy me the new Jordans. I just ain't never understood that. And you know, as growing up, coming up, I seen that, you know, where somebody, you know, one of my partners was just dating a chick cause she could cook or, you know, something like, I ain't never, you know, growing up, it was always for something. It wasn't cause I love her, I see her as the future. It was
she had something.
That's it.
Back.
Ass was fat, whatever, wop, whatever, you know what I mean? But it was something. So I just had want to know, you know, what the fellas be wanting. You know, they always say the women want 40. What do the fellas want? The fellas want a pair of tennis shoes.
Do we even know? Because it felt like we ain't got no value.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we willing to do all that, but they ain't going to do. Well, I'll take that back. There are all girls out there that would trick off.
Yeah, Oh, yeah.
Listen, they just ain't known like we are. They just ain't out there like we are. Yeah. Get that clear. There are plenty of females that would trick off, especially the older ones. But that's I don't think, because we so simple. We too simple.
We are.
We too simple, bro. We just trying to smash. What else there, too?
And we want to really lock you in a contract to let us do it whenever we want to.
Whenever
you know
we want
what I mean?
To.
That's how we want it.
Eat
whenever
your kids' juicy juices.
That's it. It's
all
mine.
The Lunchables.
All mine.
You said them gummy bears are mine.
But I was watching a documentary. It was a too short documentary. And make a long story short, they said that they had some issues. And the reason why Too Short got ran out of Oakland, it wasn't because of a situation that they had first put out. They said it was because of pillow talking. Man, why do niggas pillow talk so much? Like, what is in that?
They ain't got no damn sense.
What is in the pillow talking? I don't get it.
That goes back. That's probably why that $40 said that $40. What we want? I can add on to that now when you bring that question up. Man, men might not, you know, boast and brag like, but a woman can be our outlet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can feel, man, you got you a bad chick, man. You laid up with you, smoke, you drink, y'all fucking anything. Man, you gonna feel like shit, man. This the homie too.
Yeah.
Is she cool as hell?
So
I
your
talk
lips
to this.
Just get loose.
Yeah. I'm comfortable. I just got some pussy. You know what I'm saying? You just call up in it.
I don't get it though. Okay.
I never done it before.
You have a chick, and me and you smashing her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know we smashing her. We know we both smashed her. We all in the loop on what's going on. Now, I just don't understand why I would lay down and say, why you fucking mom? You know that nigga married.
He ain't shit no
way. That nigga ain't getting no money like I'm getting.
Not at all.
You know that's a broke ass nigga. But look, mom not stopping me from smashing. At all. I can go smash whenever I want. He can smash whenever he want. And I just don't understand.
And she's letting
it go on all the time. It's been a lot of people put in the grave, man, because of some pillow talking. That's why I brought it up, man. It's crazy.
Now, just in case y'all lost, we talking about that one homie that fall in love with the Tatiana, the jump off kid.
Yep.
We're not women bashing.
No, we're not. Just,
but y'all know
it's
who
just
we talking
situation.
About.
Yeah.
Ladies, y'all know who we talking about. Y'all don't got that homie.
And a lot of times, man, I bet you they don't even be asking for some of the stuff that they be told.
Hell no, they be talking.
It's like you said, you're laying up, you're smoking, you're drinking, you're fucking, you're doing everything.
It's the vibe.
The whole vibe.
It's the vibe.
And your lips get loose.
It's the vibe. But that pillow talking has got a lot of people killed.
Yeah.
A lot of people robbed.
Yep.
A lot of shit. I just heard Lil Wayne's song, Mona Lisa. That's what that song's basically about. She telling me everything I need to know. Pillow I'm running talking. All your shit. I know all your codes.
Man, pillow talking is some crazy shit.
Pillow talking is supposed to be
responsible for Soulja Slim there. You feel what I'm saying? Pillow talking is dangerous, man. I just wanted to know how you felt about that, bro.
All I can say is, just in case anybody's out there listening and y'all are one of these people that's doing that, you may want to just reevaluate your situation.
Yeah, man, you can't because, no pillow talking, man. No
pillow
talking.
I put it like this. You can pillow talk, but just make sure you know what you telling the motherfucker.
Pillow talk about you.
Yeah.
Not about the next dude.
That's
especially
what
if you know you smashing, he know he smashing, y'all all in the loop. Everything
and,
all good.
And especially if you got something real going on outside of that bedroom.
Yeah.
That got money involved, people involved that don't, none of your personal stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, my day went bad. I ate some chicken, had some Popeyes. That's cool. But I think folks get too busy to get personal with these chicks when they laid up. Too personal.
It's sad, man. It's sad. Like you said, it's the whole vibe because, you know, it is a vibe when you laying there and you entertaining each other. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're going to just start talking. You know what I'm saying? You might talk about the future, talk about your hopes, your dreams, or whatever. But just leave that other guy out the conversation.
And that's for women, too.
Yeah.
Girls fall victim to that shit, too. As far as...
Yeah, but not as, I don't think as much as we...
No, definitely not.
Because we, like you said, that five-letter word, bro, we so weak for it.
So weak. And it's something
weak
that...
as hell for
it. It's not like you even fighting over it.
Uh-uh.
It's getting... I mean, it's willing to give it
that's
to
what
you.
I'm saying.
It's not like you fighting over
we
it.
We all in the loop. Everything
else smash.
Exactly.
You smashing too, baby. I know, but still. It don't make no sense. What you mad about? It's not like I'm saying, nah, you can't hit it.
It's going to be there when you want it. It's going to be there when I want it. You know what I mean? So...
Jealousy... is a man's weakness.
Yeah.
One of a man's many weaknesses.
Yeah, jealousy is dangerous, man. And it's, you know, I met people that say, oh, I'm not the jealous type. We are all jealous type.
Shit, you damn right.
We all have that. If we don't have nothing else in common, we all have that in common.
We just all show it differently.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You got some folks that will kill.
Yep. Some of us are real aggressive with the jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Jealousness, but
stalkers.
Some of us are laid back with it, but... We are all jealous. Men, women, black, white, Chinese, African, it don't matter. We all jealous, man. We all have that bone in our body, man.
But what about them folks that be jealous and they don't have a right to be jealous?
Hey, we can't help it. We can't help it.
Listen, there's a lot of folks that just be hating out there, just to be hating. I think it's just part of your daily routine.
Yeah. It's your DNA, it's your whole makeup.
And I'm talking about the people that go out their way to put themselves.
Now that's a difference. When you go out your way.
Go out your way.
Yeah, when you go out your way. You on a whole nother level with it, going out your way with the jealousness.
I seen that and I was talking to one of my homegirls actually. I wanna word this right because I don't wanna try to like call nobody out.
Yeah.
Just judge. But I be on social media, I be seeing this and I seen a lot of dudes just randomly go at gay people and call stuff gay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, this shit gay. Oh, he homo. I think, me personally, I think when you go out your way to speak on what another dude's doing sexually,
yeah,
I think you're telling more about yourself than who you try to talk about.
All the eyes going on you.
Yeah, because as a man, as a heterosexual man, I can't see myself taking the time to be like, that's gay.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't have a care bone in my body about what another man has going on with his sexual situation or whatever the fuck ever.
I wonder if they realize that.
My bottom line.
I wonder if they realize it. That shit 50 Cent be doing.
Yeah.
That's it right there. It makes you question him sometimes because he do it so much.
He love it. It's his favorite topic.
Because it's like, what's on your mind, bro?
Yeah.
What is on your mind?
It's his favorite topic. And that you say that, Young Buck ain't even relevant, really. You know what I mean?
It been, 30 years ago.
That's like him talking about me or you. You feel what I'm saying? Nobody knows us.
No.
You feel what I'm saying?
And
I don't know, man. And like you said, make you look at them. You know what I mean? Are you insecure about yourself, sir?
I think they are. It was just something I noticed. I've been noticing. It's like, bro, I just don't understand that shit.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, we'll move past 50 Cent. 50.
50 and up. Oh, yeah. So I was looking at a video this morning. Your boy Lil Flip. Leprechaun King, was it?
Freestyle King. Freestyle King. My bad. Kang.
Yeah, he was asked if he would battle T.I. in a versus battle.
Oh,
and
wow.
He responded with a pause. No, if he could win against T.I. in a versus battle. He responded with a pause and said, they're going to have to pay him a bag for that.
Oh, wow.
So,
for what?
I'm just thinking. Who did that last time? Gucci said that shit last time? Oh, he got paid me?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was hurt. Okay, so anyway.
Why? Whoa.
Lil Flip. Game over.
You mean to tell me.
Flip
versus T.I. in the versus, would you watch it?
No.
I wouldn't either. No disrespect to Flip, no disrespect to T.I. Listen to both of them. But I just don't see the relevance there.
If it was T.I. versus somebody else, probably.
Let's just go with the music. Okay, name me 4 Little Flip songs.
Game over.
My bad, not Little Flip, Lil Flip.
Game over.
Okay.
Game over.
Okay.
Game over.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Now name me 4 T.I. songs. You better name me 4 T.I. songs too.
Serious, 24s, King. What's that one song on the first Shadows? What happened? Hey, let's get away. We got room on the other side of town.
Whatever you like.
Pussy pumping up. Yeah, whatever you like. Rafe. You don't know me.
Okay.
Shit, you gotta be. So
automatically, T.I. win.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. T.I. gonna win, bro.
I was in middle school when Lil Flip had a hit. I graduated high school.
He named 4 Flip songs and they were game over, game over, game over, game over.
I'm just saying, unless you like a Texas bound.
Does
person.
Flip have 4 Billboard songs? I need to find that out.
He might have, because I know he did one with David Banner. Real girls get down on the floor. Like a pimp. I'm not sure what that charted, but I think. Are we talking about singles by himself or features?
I'm looking it up as we speak.
If features matter, I know he probably got. I know that one with David Banner was a hit because that's my shit. Because real girls do.
I don't
want to
put out
on the flow.
No bullshit.
Misinformation.
Facts,
we don't speak lies.
Let's see.
Game over.
Okay, he had, his second album was Underground Legend and it went platinum.
Oh, it did.
It had a hit single, The Way We Ball. This is The Way We Ball. Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Game Over, The Way We Ball, Game Over, and Game Over. Excuse me, people. Flip.
Okay.
Clover
let's
City.
See.
That's
let's
it?
See. No, I ain't done yet now. I want to give out Flip all his credentials now. Okay, Game Over.
What?
It's platinum. It went platinum. And,
What we got?
Game Over was a hit single. Keep going to Game Over.
Hey, man, I think I really like Game Over.
Because he's on a lot of people's stuff, and I can't really find...
That's what I'm saying. It was features, though. He had no singles besides that, and This Is The Way We Ball, and Girls Get Down On The Float. Well, no, Like A Pimp was the name of the song with David Banner. So I know, okay, that's three. I'll give him that one.
Ghetto Mind State.
I never heard of that. I'm saying he got local success, so then, you know, the numbers could still be up.
Yeah, but he had a hell of projects, though, man. He's a talented artist, man. Real talented artist. But I just don't think I would watch that. I don't think it would get, like, a lot of high numbers. Maybe, you know, it depends, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if you're a real little Flip fan, you're going to turn on there and watch it. If you're a real T.I. fan, you're going to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Just being a fan.
Did you watch the Keisha...
No, that was my next question. No.
Hey, but Keisha got them yam pouts, them yam bags.
No, I didn't watch it either.
People
a guy had it up on YouTube and he was trying to monetize off of me.
Like, oh, girl?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And I said no.
Oh, nah.
But I heard she was late, as most celebrities are to everything that you pay them for.
Exactly.
They late. I just don't get that. I don't get that. If you know you done did commercials, you done did radio spots that said August the 15th, 2021, I'm going to be at Club Passion. 9 o'clock.
Sharp.
I want to see all y'all out there, right? Mm-hmm. You done did all that. Now they playing it. They running it. August 15th, 2021, you don't show up till 4 in the morning. Don't make sense.
Everybody gone.
It don't make sense. And they done paid to see you, but that's the life of a celebrity. That's how they do it. We accept it. We shouldn't.
Fuck all that shit.
You know what I mean? We shouldn't. That's crazy as hell, though. But they said she was like an hour or whatever late. Yeah,
she pulled the Lauryn Hill
line. Something that been planned. I mean, it's been promoted. You know, I just know. What else were you doing that you can... get down, you know what I mean? It just don't make sense. And a lot of times there's excuses be bullshit, because I done been to a concert where the damn lead, the head artist, the headliner ain't there yet.
Yeah.
I done been to conventions and standing at booths where the person ain't there yet. That shit crazy as hell.
That's what I mean. I'm pretty sure that's the norm. But
oh yeah, it is.
If you feeding your fans a certain narrative, I think you need to try your best to stick to it. Mm-hmm. And bitch, this is a versus battle. What you think, you going to the club or some shit? First off, really, to be honest with you, I don't listen to none of that music. I don't know no Keisha Cole song like that. I just know she fine.
Yeah.
I don't know Keisha like that, so I wouldn't really listen to it anyway.
Oh, you don't know Keisha Cole? Unless she had a song, Love? Yeah.
No, I mean, I know, but I ain't never...
You can't just run them off Keisha. Your head like, But I fuck with Keisha. I will say I fuck with Keisha more than I have Ashanti. I have never really, like... I don't think I've ever listened to an Ashanti album, but I have listened to a Keisha Cole album. I've listened to a few Keisha Cole albums, but I haven't really listened to Ashanti album, I don't think.
What's the verses that you ready for?
I'm ready for the UGK.
Did they ever drop that date? They dropped that date?
Nah, they ain't dropped the date yet, but that's the one I'm ready for.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
And we can go hits. I already know that I'm going to have my drinks. I might even take a day off and work from that. Nah, I'm just bullshit. But... I can't wait for that one, bro. That one gonna be good. It's gonna be for the culture. It's gonna be for the South. It's gonna be for music overall, bro. Just like, if you like good music, if you never listen to them, which I don't know where you been if you ain't never heard of them.
Must be crazy.
But that's gonna be some real live entertainment.
And it's gonna be entertaining for me, and I'm excited about it for me for this reason. Those are two groups that even till this day have the utmost respect from the youngins.
Yep.
Any age group.
Yep. You know, they attack people. They don't attack them.
No.
They don't attack them.
And I'm telling you, bro, like, we both know that shit's rare, especially with them old heads.
Yeah, they attack Outkast.
A-Ball MJG, they got that respect from when they started until now, 2021.
Yep.
And so I think even the little kids that respect them will see why...
Just imagine if Pimp was still alive.
Boy, that shit be
crazy. Could you imagine?
Boy, that shit be
crazy. I
would've
loved to see, because he going in his Pimp form.
He might have that Pimp mink coat on with that.
You already know it. He going to have the mink coat. He going to have all the jewelry that you want to see. He probably gonna want a Cadillac Baritz up in there. You know what I mean? Now E-40 and them show was hard.
Yeah.
Gucci Mane them set was hard. I'm talking about the sets. They said was hard too. Monica and them set was hard. It's been a lot of hard sets, but I think the UGK, A-Ball, MJG, if Pimp C was still alive, oh man, I think they would have a hard ass set, bro.
And it would
hard,
be
hard ass set.
I would watch it and watch it. And
yeah,
watch
I would keep watching that. I would come home and just let me go back and watch that again, man. Because the music that they made in that time period, that was a
mold for the future, dog.
Yeah, was a good time in my life, man.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a good time in my life.
Gave
I remember
a model.
Christmas time, when Coming Out Hard came out, I kept hearing people saying 8-Ball and MJG Coming Out Hard. This is my little town now. I mean, everybody, that's all they talking about. I haven't heard it. So at Christmas, I had got some Turtles coins telling my age. So
I look at that dude like, nigga, what?
My grandma and my granddad, I could tell you the albums that I bought that day. Now you had to have an adult. I forgot I think my granddaddy got them for me, but I can't remember how. But we went to Turtles, and I had got 8-Ball and MJG. I had got Domino from Long Beach, and I had got Snoop Dogg. I got all three of those albums. I remember that. And the album that I jammed the most was 8-Ball and MJG. It was like, I could relate. No, I'm not a pimp. Never been a pimp. You know, that's mostly what that album was about.
Yeah.
But I just could relate to that music. I really could.
Do you consider them good lyricists?
Hell yeah.
Man.
Before they time, man.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Let's get down to it. MJG or 8-Ball? Who's the better one?
Ooh, why you make me
tell
do
you,
that?
I'll tell you mine. MJG is
MJG.
My nigga.
MJG.
My dude. That's my dude.
8-Ball, when I came up rapping, like, everybody used to be like, you sound like 8-Ball. I don't know if it was because of my size or whatever. every time I rap, they say, oh, you buy me 8-Ball. You know, you buy me that dude, 8-Ball. But 8-Ball have the shit he be, both of them, I mean, it's just so hard, man. It's hard. But if I had to pick one, I'm sorry, Bob. I had to pick MJG.
I would.
If I had to pick one, I had to pick MJG, man. Maybe it's MJG whole swag. You know,
I was about
how
to say,
he do his thing. That
8-Ball got that smooth.
Yeah.
You know, not the flat. You know, but
yeah.
MJG did come so hard at your ass with the lyrics. He just like,
yeah.
He hits you hard with it. But at the end of the day, we gotta be glad that they were a group.
Yeah.
So both of them together, man, is classics.
Okay. Since you go there.
I'm going
okay.
There.
Pimp or bun?
Pimp or bun?
Yeah.
Lyricist?
Yes.
Oh, lyricist?
Well, not necessarily, you know, which one bring it?
Listen.
I say pimp.
Bun B has a nice ass.
He's a better
game.
Lyricist.
Yeah, I would say he has a nice ass pen game. But as far as talent,
Pimp
Vision, Pimp C is just in a class of his own.
Yeah.
And that's what made them, they group so unique.
Yep.
Cause it was Pimp and Bun.
But Bun, way before his time.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
If you go back and listen to that early UGK stuff, and you just listen to Bun, you like, man, this like way in the 90s.
He was spitting.
Yep.
That was like, he got an awesome, but Pimp just brought that pizzazz. He put that razzle dazzle to it.
But I feel like if they were from New York, something like that,
it wouldn't be the same.
They would have been bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'd been bigger artists.
That's why Jay-Z wanted to fuck with them.
Yeah, their talent was worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's just
that shit.
A cultural thing, you know.
Who you think is on top still, music wise? Give me the state.
I don't know, man. Because these artists are coming from all different
all
places,
different
but they coming to Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Atlanta kind of like where you need to go to get your start. You know, like how they say Hollywood is where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta's like, if
where you going,
musically,
Mom? To Atlanta.
Atlanta is where you need to go if you're trying to get your start musically. That's how it's perceived. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You think that's a good thing, though?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a lot of them that get tricked. You know, I remember a story of, make a long story short, somebody put an ad out. You know, I'm looking for artists, and they tricked them, got their money, got them down here, and that was it.
Hell no.
Yeah, they paid a lot of money too. Paid a lot of money, and they all just trying to make it. They're trying to make it. You got to watch out for that shit. That's that bullshit game. You got to watch out for that shit.
Shit, you damn sure, show, man. I don't know how I react. Somebody gonna have to get hurt.
Yeah.
Show.
Now I learned a lot about the game early, and that's some of the early stuff I learned. You know about those tricks. You know what I mean? None of that shit really ever made me happy. Like overexcited. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm really somebody come to me and say, hey, oh, you know, if you give me $250, then I can make this happen. I'm gonna get excited. I'm gonna go get the $250 up and I'm gonna give it to him.
Like
I've never been that kind of person.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, slow down, buddy.
Yeah,
slow down.
You like, what you been do this? Oh, he gonna do this video. Well, who is? You know, you go to ask some questions, they gonna get mad at you.
Let me ask you this then. Close the last. When you get on music industry,
mm-hmm.
who will be the first artist that you want to collab with? Major artist.
First major artist that
I don't even got to be majors anyway.
First artist I would want to collab with if I headed into the music industry would be Drake. And that would be, I'm not going to tell you no lie, Drake touch a song, it's going number one. So I'm going to need that coming in the door. You know what I mean? When the major label signed me, this is me signing with a major. Give me that Drake feature. It's got to be in the contract. I need that Drake feature. They promised me that Drake feature. They deliver on that Drake feature. I know I got me a number one. So I'm good. You know what I'm saying? You get that number one, you good. You can change your pay bracket. You know what I mean?
I asked that.
You get paid.
I asked that because I know a lot of people don't respect Drake.
Yeah.
They don't respect
Drake. Talented. Even though, you know, they say people write his songs or whatever. Hey, he delivered it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He delivered the song. But they gave him the lyrics and he delivered it. And it sounds good to our ears.
One thing about him, no matter how you try to make who he is, we all know he's an entertainer.
Yep.
He was always an entertainer, and that's what he does for a living. So don't expect all this gangster shit all the time.
Yeah.
That's
actors and actresses, they don't necessarily write the parts that they be saying in the movies, but like, we love what they said. But they make they words. That's somebody's words you don't even know.
And your favorite R&B singer the same way.
Yeah.
They just get some shit and they sing it for them.
Now, going on that, I really don't think that you can be held high in a writer category if you don't write your own stuff.
Oh, no, not at all.
Like,
especially when it comes to ball, you talking about like rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
If you don't write it, then you can't be held up in a, you know what I mean?
Can you explain why that's so important? Because I think that people are starting to say, it don't matter.
Yeah.
I think a real writer, somebody that writes, would know how important that is.
Those people don't get the credit.
At all.
You know, like I just said, Drake delivered it. That was me not giving them the credit. You see what I'm saying? That they should have. Just because Drake delivered it. It's not necessarily number one because of what Drake delivered. You know, people, we listen to the words and we like the words. So we go back and we play it and we go back and we play it.
But that's how he did
it's a message or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we should be giving that credit. So we should be looking in and say, who the hell, who wrote this? You know what I'm saying? And see who wrote it.
Yeah. Hold on, Zach. I think Bernie done showed up somewhere else.
You already know.
Oh, he on the field. He got the playoff game.
Shit, he better get there.
The Packers are in trouble.
Yes. But, hey, man, I really enjoyed this episode.
Yes, sir. So, everybody out there, if you got something you want to talk about, come holler at us, man. We are open for discussion.
Not physically come.
No, don't bring your ass up. Just call us.
6 feet distance, washing your hands.
Just call us.
But, yeah, man, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Also, tune in next week. Another episode.
Another one.
That's all I got, bro.
Game over.
Lil Flip.
Mad Minds, Marlon G.
2021.